Grace to you and peace from the one who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. A few years ago, my mother was lying in her hospice bed, dying of cancer. She herself said, "Well, it's my own fault." She had smoked for over 40 years and had developed two different kinds of cancer in one lung, being, of course, always the overachiever. As she lay dying in her bed, she was in a tremendous amount of pain. And I was there with her, and I watched her as her nurse, a gentle, tall, powerhouse of a man, a 6'3", 6'4", Czech gentleman, leaned over her to give her her pain medication. And as he pushed that morphine into her IV, she stroked his hand. And with deep and beautiful gratefulness, whispered, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." I learned something about gratefulness that day. A gratefulness born of impending death. Her life was coming to an end, and yet she found in that moment the strength and the gratefulness to share her life with another. Our story this morning in the gospel lesson is all about gratefulness. And I've thought about how easy it was for my mother to thank the person who was giving her care, and how difficult it is for us to have that same gratefulness in life that she had in death. 10 lepers call out to Jesus, and he heals all of them. "Go down and wash," he says, and they are cured of their disease. But more than that, they are restored to life. As you know, because you've heard people preach about this for the last 2,000 years, being a leper was more than simply having a skin condition. It separated you from life itself. You were not part of society. You were considered unclean. You couldn't have a job. You simply lived a life of begging. And Jesus reaches out to them, and they are cleansed, but they are also restored to life and to relationships. In fact, they're not granted any kind of celebrity or riches or given a new house or winning of the lottery. In fact, what Jesus really does for them is something that most of us take for granted: normalcy. He gives them normalcy. He gives them the gift of being able to walk in the street and not have everyone stare at them, or even worse, move away to the other side. He brings them to normalized relationships, a normal kind of spiritual life, the ability to reconnect again with other human beings. He gives them back their personhood, something that the disease had taken away. I'm sure all of you, I know I certainly have shied away from people who were different from us or who carried some disease. I don't know, you surely, if you ever have watched TV, you've seen this commercial recently. It's for a psoriasis medicine. Normally, I can sleep through any commercial, even with my eyes wide open. But I like this commercial because it starts out with these folks who have psoriasis. And everyone who sees them, sort of, you know, the girl at the salad bar sort of steps away. And the tagline on the commercial is, "See me. Not this." How many times do we not see people for who they are, to see beneath whatever it is that ails them, their uncleanliness, their homelessness, their hunger, their ugliness, to see people beneath. You see, I think that's what Jesus sees first. These persons, 10 people. And one returns grateful for a singularly ordinary life. It's not always easy to see persons. We're good at seeing all kinds of people. We're really good at making decisions about people from the outside, but not so good at being grateful for who they are. In this last week, we've seen, I think, a prime example of what happens when you see people as objects, women as objects, as opposed to God's wonderful gift of life. When we objectify other human beings, then we feel free to take advantage of them or to even use them in any way that we see fit. The person becomes the means to the end. If Jesus had done that, then the lepers would have simply been another tool to lift up his fame and to show that he was indeed the Son of God. We see in our headlines the objectification of women. We see in our headlines the pigeonholing of whole peoples and the objectification of entire races. Ah, those Muslims, those queers, those whatever. I watched a video the other night of a governor of one of our states who pretty much decided that anyone who wasn't white and male was responsible for pretty much every problem that ever had come into creation. But what if we saw the world through the eyes of gratefulness instead? Through my mother's eyes. Gratefulness is something that we miss. And I'm not talking about the kind of Tony Perkins, you know, gosh, if you just be grateful for what God gave you, everything would be okay. It's not a theological principle or just a moral imperative or a way to have a better life. What Jesus does for the disciple or for the lepers is to restore life itself to them. As God restores life to us. What if we saw this life of gratefulness not as the required response of good and polite people, but as the beginning point for how we see one another? To be grateful for your very being and presence. Wouldn't that be an astonishing way to live? To be grateful for the environment that we have been gifted for and act accordingly in gratefulness. To give thanks to God for the very being of your neighbor. And then to live in response to that gratefulness. To see one another through different eyes. It's a challenge, to be sure. Naaman, as he goes, and certainly had the right to expect for whatever he wants. He's a warrior. He's a chief. He's top of his game, expects to be healed, and he expects people to do what he expects them to do. But when he gets healed, when the healing comes to him in that unexpected way through Elisha, what does he do? He gives thanks to God. in the same way, our life of gratefulness, our living as grateful people, is recognition and surrender to this God who has already gifted us with grace, so that in prayer and with our hands and with our hearts, we live this grateful life for the sake of Christ and for one another. My mother learned the art of gratefulness as she lay dying in her bed. I pray that we can learn the art of gratefulness a little sooner for our whole life. Amen.